Good morning, everybody. It's time for our Bible story, and this Bible passage, it's from 1 Samuel chapter 17. It's a very long chapter, so we decided that we'd go for the children's Bible version this morning, since it's our all-age service, and we thought that might mean we don't have to sit here all morning listening to 1 Samuel chapter 17. So here's David and Goliath, and I think some... Oh, I've got the clicker, haven't I? I'm going to show some pictures as we go along. This is our first picture. This is Goliath. So David and Goliath. The Philistines were enemies of God. Their army came to fight King Saul's army. A giant soldier named Goliath yelled, "Bring out your best soldier to fight me. If your strongest soldier defeats me, we will be your slaves," he boomed. "But if I defeat him, you will be our slaves." King Saul's soldiers were afraid. They did not want to fight the giant. Meanwhile, young David was taking food to his brothers. They were soldiers in King Saul's army. When David reached the camp, he saw Goliath. David heard the giant's challenge. "I'm not afraid to fight the giant," said David. King Saul called for David and told him, "You cannot fight the giant, you're too young." David replied, "God will be with me." King Saul gave his armor to David, but it was big and heavy. David wasn't used to wearing armor. David went to a nearby stream and picked up 5 stones. He stood before Goliath, and the giant laughed at him. But David didn't care. He said, "I come before you in the name of the Lord, who rules over all." David put a stone in his sling and ran towards the giant. Then he let the stone fly. It hit Goliath's forehead, and he fell to the ground. The Philistines saw that their hero was dead, and they ran away. So, what can we learn from this story this morning? Well, I think there's 3 things that we can learn. I want us to look at this morning. And the first is how you view things changes what you do. How you view changes what you do. Or to put it another way, perspective matters. What can we learn from this story? How you view changes what you do. So everyone, apart from David, saw a mighty giant, way bigger than any of their men, an impossible obstacle to victory. But David didn't see it that way. David saw a mortal man who was waging war against the Almighty God. That was little David's perspective. Compared to God, Goliath was tiny. Now, compared to the little soldiers on the Israelites, Goliath was huge. But compared to God, that suddenly makes Goliath seem a lot smaller. Sometimes we need to reframe our problems or our situations or our difficulties. If we look at them from sort of down here, they can seem massive and impossible. But if we look at them from God's perspective, well, anything's possible from God's perspective. Perhaps you're facing a difficulty or a challenge. Have you tried reframing it? Have you tried looking at it in a different way and having a different perspective? Seeing it perhaps from an eternal perspective, because the things we're going through can be all-consuming, can't they? They can kind of take up space in our head and our heart and our lives, and they just seem to fill it, and we can't seem to see anything else. We can't see beyond those clouds. But if we take a bigger perspective, if we look at our problems on a bigger scale, we can see that actually maybe they're not as big. And taking that step back and looking at them from a different perspective can give us just enough room to have some hope and to see things slightly differently and find a way around it, or see, oh, maybe I could call that friend. Maybe I could do that thing. Maybe I could take that small step that when I'm in the middle of it, I'm just paralyzed by fear. But if I take a step back, if I take an eternal perspective, if I take a God perspective, Perhaps I can just get enough room that I can find my way through. Have we tried reframing it, seeing it from a different perspective? The second thing I think we learn is that negativity gets you nowhere. David's brothers were furious at him for coming down to the battlefield. Little David didn't belong on the battlefield. He was too young, he was too small, and he was too weak. "You don't belong here," they told him. And King Saul says to David, "You are too young. What are you doing? You're too young. You can't do this." Part of the context of this passage is that the Israelites were moving from a time when they had judges to a time when they had a king. So they were moving to a different kind of governance. And the first king was King Saul. And the second king was going to be King David, this little boy. And in today's story, we kind of learn about his character. We learn about his faith in God, and we learn about the way he sees difficulties and challenges. So we're learning about this boy who's going to be king. All the Israelites were giving up hope, knowing that no one in their army was going to match the strength and the height and the power of Goliath. But negativity and criticism did not stop young David. David decided to take action. He knew he had God to fight for him. David knew that the opinions that mattered more than those of the crowd or those of his brothers or those of the army or even those of King Saul, the one opinion that mattered above all that was his God, the Almighty God, Yahweh. David's confidence was in God's presence. "You can't fight Goliath, you're too young," said King Saul and his brothers and everyone else. But David's reply is simply, "God will be with me." So David doesn't say, "Oh no, I'm stronger than Goliath." He's not deluded, but he says, "God will be with me." It's who's with him that makes the difference. He's not kind of building up his own strength and blowing up his own ego and saying, "Oh, I'm brilliant, I can do this." He's saying, "God's going to be with me." What a wonderful affirmation. Whatever challenges we face, we can say, "God will be with me." When we look back over the last 2 years and all the difficulties that we've been through, we can say, "God was with us." And when we face the challenges that are coming, we can say, "God is going to be with us." It doesn't mean we bypass the difficulties. We don't pretend they're not there. We don't gloss over them. But we go into them and through them and work through them, knowing that God is with us, that God is in the situation with us. So that's the second thing. And the third and final thing that we learn from this story is that we need to be ourselves and we need to use our gifts. Be you and use your gifts. King Saul gives David armor to wear, and it's ridiculously too big for him. But King Saul is thinking, "Well, if this little chap is going to kind of pretty much sacrifice himself, the least I can do is kind of give him some armor." But of course, it doesn't work. It doesn't fit. It's far too big. It's far too heavy. And David's not used to wearing armor. And if David had have worn that armor, he wouldn't have been able to win the battle because he wouldn't have been able to find those stones. He wouldn't have been able to throw them at the speed that he needed to. So instead, David relied on the things that he knew, the gifts that he had. He'd had all this experience of protecting the sheep out in the fields. And so he knew his way around a stone and a slingshot. And he could use that to be really precise. So he put down the armor. He said, "No, I'm not going to use that. That's not me. I'm going to use what I know." And he picked up that sling and found the perfect stone. And he threw it in exactly the way that he needed to. He wouldn't be weighed down. Sometimes in life, we end up carrying things that we are not meant to carry. We often live with the heavy weight of other people's expectations. And the funny thing about that is that we're always guessing other people's expectations. We never really know fully. They don't usually give us a piece of paper saying, "Oh, by the way, these are my expectations of you. This is what I want you to do and be, and this is who we expect you to be." So instead, we invent them, particularly if we're feeling a bit insecure. We think, "Oh, I need to be this kind of person. I need to be strong. I can't show any weakness. Or I need to be this, I need to be that." And we're constantly weighed down by other people's expectations. Yeah. Sometimes they're real, but often they're imagined by us. So we assume these things, and they slow us down, and they wear us down. Remember what Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "My burden is light and my yoke is easy." Jesus invites us into the unforced rhythms of grace That's how the Message translation puts that. The unforced rhythms of grace. Life with Jesus. That's not forced or cringy, but is in relationship and works alongside and with and in us. Like David, with his too big and too heavy armor, we have to say, this is not mine to carry. I'm going to put it down. I'm moving on, lighter and freer. I wonder if you need to put something down, something that you've been carrying for too long, and you just need to lay it down. Maybe it is those expectations of others, or maybe it's expectations that you've put on yourself and that you need to let go of. And recognize that God loves you exactly as you are, and God wants to walk with you exactly as you are. David said no to the armor and instead decided to use his gifts. He found a stone, he put it in a slingshot, and with one perfect aim, he defeated a giant and won a war. We need to use the gifts that God has given us, throwing off all that hinders, stepping out in the confidence that God is with us. So to recap, from this passage and from this story, we learn that first of all, perspective matters. How we view changes what we do. We learn that negativity gets us nowhere, and that God will be with us using our unique character and gifts for his glory. I think Sam's going to come and Sam and Miranda are going to come and lead us in a song again. As they come up, let's just take a moment to pray about this and ask what God might be saying to us through this ancient story. Lord God, we thank you for this story. A story that's easy to remember. A story that's simple in many ways. A giant against a tiny hero. And we thank you for what this story represents. We thank you that it teaches us to see things from your point of view, to not be overwhelmed by our challenges, but to take an eternal perspective in order to shift the situation. Thank you that it teaches us that you are with us in all the challenges that we face. Thank you that it teaches us that we are to use the gifts that we've been given and not to be weighed down by the expectations of others. Lord, would you help us to know you with us in our challenges, to view things from your point of view, and to live our lives with the unforced rhythms of grace, where we're able to put down our heavy burdens and follow you into a life of grace and mercy, of hope, and yes, of challenge, but also of deep peace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.